Hello again, and thank you so much for joining me for another installment of Let's Come Together with a Sex Duck. Since we're in May and in recognition of National Masturbation Month, this week join me as we discuss all about the pleasures of masturbation. So the art of masturbation, I really like to consider this to be an art form, is a self-stimulation of the genitals to achieve sexual arousal and pleasure, usually to the point of orgasm, or some people like to consider it sexual climax. Not all the time, but usually. This is most commonly done by touching or stroking or massaging. It could be the penis, the anus, or the clitoris until an orgasm is achieved. Some women also use stimulation of the vagina instead of the clitoris, or sometimes both, to masturbate, and sometimes they can use sex toys as well, such as a vibrator. That's a very common sex toy, while some men will use a dildo to stimulate the prostate through anal play. So either way, either of those methods, it's considered masturbation, and everyone does it. Just about everyone does it. Everyone who has a sex drive, at least. Masturbation is extremely common as far as sexual behaviors are concerned, even among people who have a sex or a romantic partner. You having a sexual partner or a romantic partner doesn't negate the need or the excitement or the anticipation of masturbation. I did a study a couple years ago regarding masturbation, actually, and 97% of males and 89% of females reported that they had masturbated within the last month of them completing the study. So it's a very popular art form, as I like to say. And usually masturbation is the first sexual act that's experienced by most males and females. In young children, particularly, masturbation is a normal part of growing up. It's also how, as children, we explore our bodies. Most people continue to masturbate into adulthood, and many do so continually throughout their lives. There's no limit, there's no age. There's no restrictions on masturbation, mainly because it makes us feel good. It really does make us feel good. And in addition to making us feel good, masturbation is a great way of relieving the sexual tension that can build up over time, especially for people who are not engaging in sexual encounters with others, or whose partners are not willing or available for sex. And that could be a range of reasons why someone wouldn't be willing or available for sex. It could be physically unavailable, could be mentally unavailable, it could be emotionally unavailable, or it could be that someone does have a sexual or romantic partner, but they just don't have as much sex with that partner as they'd like, or masturbation provides them with an escape or a pleasure that they don't get from having, kind of interaction with that partner. So it can be for many different reasons, but there's just all these great, amazing feelings that come when you masturbate, and we're gonna get into all of that. Masturbation is also very safe. It's a safe alternative for people who wish to avoid pregnancy. Say someone who's not taking any form of birth control, they still want to have that kind of endorphin release, they still want to have that sexual excitement, they still want to feel that pleasure. Masturbation's great for that. It's also great at reducing risk of sexually transmitted diseases. So if you're masturbating and you're doing that on your own, it's a very, 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 very good way of not introducing any kind of STDs into your bodies. Now, if you're masturbating with someone else, then there might be some small risk that there could be some transferring of bodily fluids, whether through fingering or touching, mutual touch. where there's either semen or juices or any blood or any kind of bodily fluids. So that's slightly different. But for the most part, it definitely is safe from both of those things. I always recommend using masturbation as part of a treatment plan when some sexual dysfunctions are identified with my clients. And I often use it as well within my sex coaching techniques. So I like the idea of masturbation. I think it works great in lots of situations. There's some situations where it doesn't work so great, and those are in communities or religions or cultures where masturbation is still regarded as a perversion, and in some cases even as a sign of mental illness. So that's something that I don't want to negate as we're having this conversation, as you're listening. However, in saying that, I'm almost sure that if you're listening to me right now, your view of masturbation is much more liberal. So I'm not too worried about, you know, that. But I just thought it'd be great to mention it, just because sometimes we get caught up in all the things that we experience that we forget that other people don't have the same kind of liberalization around sex. But for most adults, masturbation is regarded as just a normal, healthy sexual activity that is pleasant, it's fulfilling, it's acceptable, and it's safe. It's also a good way to experience sexual pleasure that can be continuous. So this is something you can do without the permission of anyone else. This is entirely up to you. You can choose when you want to do it. You can choose how you want to do it. You can choose the time that you want to do it and how you want to engage with your body and your mind. So I think it's incredibly important that we give ourselves permission to do that, particularly in the month of May where it's National Masturbation Month. I want you to be doing it as often as you possibly can. I would only consider masturbation to be a problem when it inhibits sexual activity with a partner. So if you're masturbating and it's kind of, you know, inhibiting you from actually engaging with your partner, then that would be problematic. It's also problematic when it's done in public. It's also problematic if it causes significant distress to the individual. And in some cases, masturbation may cause distress if it's done compulsively or if it interferes with daily life or any of your prioritized activities. This is something that I mention because it often comes up as part of compulsive sexual disorders. But in saying that, masturbation is a completely natural and harmless expression of sexuality, both for men and for women. And I just have to remind people all the time that it does not cause any physical harm or injury to the body. In fact, the complete opposite, it can actually help to enhance sexual excitement and increase libido. I mentioned earlier that I use this as part of my sex coaching session, and that's the exact reason why I use it in that way, because it helps to increase sexual excitement and also increase libido. So it's very good for pumping that into helping someone to realize their kind of sexual potential. Even though it's great for all of those things, in some cultures and religions I mentioned before, they oppose masturbation and even label it as being sinful. And because of that, sometimes it can often lead to guilt or shame about that particular behavior. And I just want to say that if you feel any shame or guilt during or after masturbation, please consider reaching out to a sex therapist for support. It's absolutely important that if you feel any guilt or shame, that you deal with that and resolve it. I think all forms of sexual activity should be experienced without guilt or shame. And if that's the case, then I would like you to obviously resolve it so you can live and enjoy sex in a much healthy way. So yes, please think about that if that's how you're feeling. But in saying that, I would go as far as to suggest that masturbation can actually improve your sexual health and your relationship. You know, if you're in a relationship, this is something that you can do together. I often encourage people to start exploring their own bodies through masturbation. So as you're listening to this, I want you to think about how you can masturbate more mindfully so you can really explore. There's so much you can learn which will determine what is erotically pleasing to you, and that you can also share with your partner or your partners if you have more than one. I also encourage partners to engage in mutual masturbation as a way to discover techniques for a more satisfying, gratifying, and enjoyable sexual encounter that could actually add to your mutual intimacy. And intimacy in relationships is extremely important. So any ways that you can improve that will be well received by your partner, absolutely, for sure. I know that. You know, during this time where everyone's like, it's sort of like, you know, physically distancing from each other, everyone talks about exercise. You know, we need to exercise, we need to do that. And of course, physical exercise is a great way to relieve stress and improve your sleep. But so is enjoying a little one-on-one time with you and your body. So that's where, you know, our masturbation treats come in. And masturbation doesn't have to lead to an orgasm, as I said before. But if you're in the mood and you want that endorphin rush, there are a few things that you can do to help your body achieve that big orgasm. You know, and I'm going to go through that in a second with you guys. Masturbation is a very safe and a very natural way to A, feel good about yourself and your body. B, discover what gets you hot and excited, which is very, very important. And 3, to release that built up sexual tension. So I want you to think about these next few steps that I'm going to tell you that you can do. You can incorporate it into your routine, whatever you're already doing. So the first step is for you to set the mood. Now, in setting the mood, that can make a big difference in whether or not you'll have a good session, a good masturbation session. So think about turning down the lights, think about lighting some candles, listening to music. It can help you to relax and really kind of get the mood going. So once you've set the mood, I want you to add some lube. So when we're aroused, your body self-lubricates. Your penis will often pre-cum, clitoris and vagina, so on. And making, when we self-lubricate, masturbation's much smoother, much more pleasurable. But sometimes that may not be enough. Or sometimes it doesn't even happen at all. So I want you to keep some lube on hand, and that will help to increase your pleasure. It will help you to be more sensual as you touch. So lube is very important. That's the second stage. And then the third step is for you to let your mind wander. So that might go without saying, but as you're thinking about this and as you're listening, I really want you to be more mindful about just kind of letting go and letting your mind wander. Think about your wildest, most uninhibited sexual experience or sexual fantasy, and just wander to that place. Take yourself away to that place. You know, you can really turn yourself on by simply thinking about maybe someone you met at the gym, or maybe you met someone, you know, in passing, and, you know, just that kind of energy that you felt, you know, that can really turn you off. And just fantasizing about people and situation, anything that kind of sends that tingly feeling down your spine is going to be helpful in letting your mind wander. The next step is to take your time. You don't have to rush masturbation. Play around with different techniques, play around with different textures, different sounds, different feelings. Take your time to really enjoy all of the sensations that you're feeling throughout your body. The touch, the textures, the sensation, the sounds. I want you to enjoy all of that. If you don't have all that time, then that's okay. Maybe you can come back to it another time. And then the fifth stage is for you to explore your erogenous zones. So playing with your erogenous zones, think about your nipples, your ears, the inside of your thighs. You know, those kinds of things can really shoot sparks of pleasure throughout your entire body. And there's erogenous zones that you may not have even explored yet. You may not even know that you have an erogenous zone there that might give you pleasure. So that's the time where you explore. And you may use toys, or you may just give your toys a break. You know, vibrators, dildos, cock rings, you know, plugs and so on. They're all loads of fun to play with. But, you know, you're the biggest sex toy, and your body is just incredibly filled with resources of pleasure. And, you know, it's almost like a treasure chest of your pleasures and excitement that once you begin to explore, you begin to find new things out. So that's really exciting. And that's one of the things I absolutely love about masturbation. Some people like to watch erotica or porn. You know, that can be helpful in terms of letting your mind wander. But then I think sometimes with that, it limits how much you wonder if you're not able to kind of go free. It sometimes limits your imagination, but it's definitely something that I would have as a resource. In fact, I just feel solo erotic play has such infinite health benefits, from mental wellness to physical, you know, retreats and just that kind of overwhelming sense of flourishing and excitement and pleasure. So lots of health benefit and absolutely no downsides. Plus, it's extremely fun. So thank you so much. I hope you enjoy this. Until next time, have fun and explore wildly. If you've enjoyed this episode, please like, subscribe, and share. Until next time, bye.